Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
JP Morgan has released their top stocks for the rest of the year. Which stocks out of these 10 are good for people to invest in?
The first one that they covered, kudos, shout out to the good folks over at JP Morgan. I appreciate you. The first one they mentioned is BRX. I don't like it here. Brixmore. I will wait for the price of $10 before I will look to invest in it. Let's go to the next one. GWRC. No, I wouldn't even give that as recommendation. And to give context, these were 10 for the month of December. I'm not looking for us to have short-term trades unless you like in our investment group, but I wouldn't touch that one. Dollar Tree, I like, it's something that I've given out in Stock Club. That's probably the main one that I like the most. The price is too high. Stock Club members, don't be mad. 104.15 is a price that I like for Dollar Tree, as long as we stay in a recession. So whenever we enter a recession, and plus quantitative easing eases up, means the free money goes away. And now we get to see what businesses are really good. There is a shift from tech and companies that are not producing the highest percentage of profit to actual value companies that will go up, and utility and oil and gas. So, I like Dollar Tree during a recession for sure. The next one is TRU. You can write it down, put it on your watch list. I don't like it. I wouldn't touch it to $21. I wouldn't touch it if my child's life was on the line. Amazon, this is a Stock Club pick. I like it for sure. I would hold for the long term. It's going to be rough over the next year, but if it gets down to Stock Club, I won't give out price. I will wait for the 70s, like 70 flat before I touch it.
JP Morgan announced that they are picking Amazon as its stock of the year.
That sounds familiar.
They have it overweighted at $145, saying
stock of the year for what, next year?
For 2023.
The thing about these stock of the year picks.
Well, let me just say why they're saying it first.
They're not my picks. I agree, Shoddy.
Yeah, no, this is what they're saying. So they're saying that obviously the AWS is showing growth and more profitability. The same, obviously, in e-commerce, we spoke about this throughout the year. Obviously, it's going to become the number one e-commerce platform, overtaking Walmart. But they also said, and like as we said on Market Mondays, the advertising space, where they are a rival to Google in the advertising space. Most people don't even realize it, but they are. They see potential for maximum growth there. So they overweighted at 145. So they named it, it's their stock of the year.
The thing about the stock of the financial space has turned into ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Literally, the executive producers from NBC and ESPN have went over to some of the major outlets there. Kudos to CNBC. I'll be on soon, and Bloomberg. And y'all did a great job on Bloomberg. Hey!
Shout out to Bloomberg, man.
Shout out to Bloomberg.
Good friends over there.
But so when I'm saying it, ESPN, I'm not even like joking. I'm just serious as far as the content structure, where you have debate shows and you give predictions. So it's like at the beginning of the year, you're predicting who's going to be the top quarterback. Mm-hmm. And you're predicting if LeBron is going to average more than 25 points. And you're predicting who's going to be the best team in the Western Conference. And it doesn't even work out half the time. It's pretty much just a slightly educated guess. That's what it is. So it's like, it's very similar.
But does it have to?
Huh?
Yes.
Does it have to work out? Well, here's why, right? For that analogy, if I'm doing a prediction, I say, yo, Giannis is going to win the MVP. He'll probably finish in the top three for MVP, right?
But
he's had a great... Right,
I'm just saying it's an educated guess.
That's what I'm saying, but
it
doesn't have to be dead on. But he's going to probably finish in the top three for MVP, right? If I said like or even better, Joker, right? If I said Joker is going to finish in the top five, he's finished in the top five of MVP for the last 5 years. It's an educated guess.
But a lot of these educated look. A lot of people said that Google was going to have a good year. It did.
A lot of companies did.
A lot of people said so. Yeah. Sometimes educated guesses aren't even close.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Not even close. But they don't have to be right all the time.
If I can offer some pushback. No, go ahead, Shadi, my bad.
No, the problem is that, and people bet on sports as well, but the problem is that people are taking educated guesses and putting their life savings on it. So it's like, all right, I said LeBron was going to be top three. My bad, it didn't work out. All right, no harm, no foul. I said that Microsoft is going to quadruple it. Oh. Now you might have lost $10,000. You don't want to hear my bet. You trust what we're saying.
Big facts. And this is the number one point. For everyone who wants to call out picks, I've said it from the very beginning. I got so much pushback from hedge funds and institutions. They said we need a preponderance of proof and evidence to prove that you know what you're talking about. Meanwhile, Sam couldn't even show how to use RSI when he traded and he raised $20 billion. We'll talk about that later. My entire goal is to make people money in advance. So when I walk into a Citadel or GTS or Trademoss or Morgan Stanley, that I have so many people that I've helped that I can say, hey, not only help me, but bring everyone I helped on. Number two, you're going to ruin your brand by calling out bad picks. So that's why I think you do have to be accurate. It's okay to say, I don't know. So when I'm violently saying, hey, something's going to go to 20, and I'm calling it before everyone. Okay. But the firms heard it. And all you have is trust. So when I left the meeting with Peter, I ran right into Kramer at Capital Grill. I said, oh, that's Kramer. Hey, come in. And I can see how much they're working him the same way with Stephen A. Please write this down in terms of your fundamental analysis of who to listen to. You want to listen to the research analyst that is on TV the least amount, not the most. When I saw how frail Jim looked, and my first words were thank you. If it were not for you in 2008, you would not have given me a blueprint and format for how to do Market Mondays in 2020. I appreciate you. Don't listen to all the noise. The picks need to be a little bit better, though. He said, my wife doesn't let me listen to it. What advice do you have for me? Don't do a whole bunch of media. Regardless of what people think, Kramer is a legend in investing and trading.
Good.
But if they work you in the media too much, and my final point, the analysts that are making these hot takes and debating don't make what hedge fund managers make. Yes, Stephen A. got 12. He deserves 60 a year for what he's doing, though. There are some junior traders right now working in firms that are making $3 and $6 million
Stephen A. looking crazier by the day.
Shout out to Jay Williams.
Every day, Stephen A. is looking crazier and crazier.
Shout out to Jay Williams.
Kathy Wood, whoever you name throughout history, the more time you spend in front of the camera and you're not able to do this, this is the unsexy part. And everybody can talk to me about my demeanor and all that, but man, that same heat is not there for Sam. It's not there for CZ, because I'm hearing some rumblings there, and I hope they're not true, or Coinbase, or anyone of a lighter complexion at all. I keep saying it. Had I been white, I would have been running for president right now, because I would go into the public every week and tell them what to invest in and make money before I got in office. But Rashad Ian's demeanor has changed considerably since he's been doing the show. How didn't you see it? Okay.
That
and Kanye go on and say what he say, and y'all say I'm crazy. Okay. That's for entertainment. This uprise is co-written by 85-7.
Bring that. Yo, can we get the EN24s in the chat?
I ain't doing it right. Let's do it. I don't care. Y'all can have whatever opinion y'all want to. All y'all copied the model, remix, didn't do, show love, didn't hate. A lot of y'all are quiet, bro.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.